The $2.1 billion project is part of We Energy's Power the Future project. It would triple the size of the utility's current Oak Creek coal plant, adding 1,800 megawatts. The PSC says the plants are necessary to keep up with the growing demand for power in the state. Commissioners set a schedule for building the two plants in 2009 and 2010. Local citizens groups and statewide environmental groups have opposed the project, pushing for cleaner gas-burning plants instead. But Commissioner Robert Garvin says the new coal plants will actually help the environment.
Air emissions will be improved under this project if you look in the aggregate. And that, I think they're moving exactly, the applicants, in the direction that the environmental community has been asking for years, which is investing in better technologies to reduce emissions and making the necessary large capital investments to achieve that objective.
But Mark Luz of the group Clean Wisconsin rejects that argument.
That's simply not the case. What's causing emissions to go down are, federally enforceable or potential federally enforceable agreements with EPA that are a result of past air pollution violations. It has nothing to do with building more coal plants.
Groups representing the coal industry and ratepayers applauded the PSC's approval of the two new plants. They cited the higher cost of natural gas plants and the need for a mix of fuels to maintain the reliability of the state's power grid. Mike Flaherty is a spokesperson for Americans for Balanced Energy Choices, a group representing the coal industry.
What they're probably going to end up doing is taking down two older units that do put more emissions into the air and replacing them with two of the most modern in the world. And we're going to get more energy for Wisconsin with fewer emissions using a fuel that's about a tenth the cost of natural gas.
Advocates for ratepayers also like the two new coal plants. Lee Cullen of Customers First Coalition says his group recognizes that more power will be expensive. He praised the commission's decision to limit cost overruns in building the new plants.
Usually when you build a plant of this magnitude, you face the unexpected developments and cost overruns. So the fact that the commission required the utility to come back with any cost overruns and approve them as prudent in advance is very important.
The PSC rejected plans for building a high-tech gasification plant that would have doubled the cost of the project to more than $4 billion. Mark Luz of Clean Wisconsin says the commission should have rejected the coal plants and approved the cleaner, high-tech plant instead.
The IGCC, the coal gasification facility, was the only of the three facilities that we actually thought had some promise in terms of delivering electricity and really minimizing the environmental impact of doing that, especially creating the ability to reduce and capture carbon dioxide pollution.
Opponents of the Oak Creek plant will focus now on tightening restrictions in the air and water permits the new plants need from the Department of Natural Resources before they can be built. The groups may also decide to appeal the PSC decision. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.